We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, it's time to welcome in Jeff Patton, the general from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. It's Starkey's Card of the Week. Jeff, good morning to you, and I'm guessing Tom Brady all day is the card you're going to be giving away this week. Am I right?
Mr. Cook, good morning. Thanks for having me. Yeah, TB12 trumped Patrick Mahomes this week. Mahomes is our regular giveaway. It's probably the best card we've ever given away. We got a Gem Mint 10 Patrick Mahomes, but we're also going to add a Tom Brady Gold Select card from this year. How could you not honor Tom Brady this week?
Hey, maybe the greatest of all time with a guy who I think has a chance to be right there with him before his career is over. You said it might be the best card you have. What is Mahomes doing that makes it so terrific?
It's a fantastic card. He's in his red Chiefs uniform, scrambling to the right, ready to let go one of those crazy passes. But it's also a graded card. It's a Gem Mint 10, which is on a scale of 1 to 10, obviously the best you can get. And the Brady card is an interesting one also. It's a gold laser card that just came out. It's in his Michigan uniform. We pay homage to the entire career for Tom Brady. Thought we would do past and present greats this week.
All right, Jeff, thank you. That's a Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, Jeff Patton. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Ron.
The Starkey Card of the Week contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at the 937thefan.com contesting page. All right, I'm thrilled to death to be able to go out to the Nemacolin Fan Hotline. The Fan Hotline is presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Welcome in a great guest, a friend of this show, and I'm honored to call him my friend. I'm talking about the great Doc Emmerich. Man, Doc, I missed your voice. Let's hear it. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, and I've got a Clemente 56, both Bowman's and Topps. It's not a rookie, but it's decent, and I don't care what it's worth because I'm keeping it. It means a lot to me. So does my Mazeroski 59. That's all water over the bridge. We're not talking value here other than sentimental.
Well, you got a lot of sentimental value, and let's start right there. First of all, how are you doing, and what are you doing these days? Man, I miss your voice. Every time I turn on an NHL broadcast nationally, I miss you. I've said this many times, not just because you're on. The best play-by-play man in any sport of all time. That's what I think of you.
You're so kind, Ron. I'm staying busy. NBC had me doing one video essay a month, and they apparently knew how much I cared about dogs. By the way, I turned over my Penguins calendar. Cindy Hines does this great calendar with the Penguins and dogs and cats for the Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh, HARP. And Jake Gensel said goodbye because he was in January, and today it's Kasperi Kapanen holding a kitten. It's kind of a contrast in size, but that's my February month calendar on my Penguins calendar. Anyway, they have the National Dog Show on Thanksgiving that's broadcast, and they asked me to devote last November's piece to an ode to dogs, so I did that. But it varies each month. I did one on the Wisconsin Band and their director, who retired recently after 50 years, and their link between himself and Tony Granato, the coach of the hockey team. Tony was one of the students in the professor's class in music appreciation, and so that was kind of fun to do. We're working on one now on old college rinks that aren't used anymore. Many of them haven't been used in over 50 years. One at North Dakota was unheated. Can you imagine playing a college hockey game at North Dakota and there's no heat in the place? It's minus 30.
Like a February night at North Dakota, you know, that can be unpleasant.
Yes. Red Berenson was speaking about it. So that will run sometime on Peacock on the Notre Dame coverage of college hockey on Peacock. It'll run sometime in January or February, I think. It's kind of hard to find pictures on a lot of those old places, but we're scraping it up. So that's what's fun, and that's what I'm busy doing, as well as spending time with Joyce and the dog and the horses and other things that are fun to do. And it's 20 degrees here and sunny and cold.
Well, Doc, let's start. You mentioned Clemente and Mazeroski. What did you think about the Pirates bringing back Andrew McCutchen? And I'm curious, you know, you've gone to spring training. Did you meet McCutchen? Do you have any kind of relationship with him?
No, I didn't, unfortunately, because in those years when Greg Brown was very kind to invite me on, Andrew was off in other places. I did get to call one of his games with Bob Costas. And so I wasn't really able to spend any time with Andrew, and I'm sorry for it because he has such an illustrious past. He's a great human being, of course, and I'll say all the things that everybody in Pittsburgh knows. So there's no point in my demonstrating once again that I have a tremendous grasp of the obvious. But it's good because of the memories that we have of his time in Pittsburgh. And how sad we were to see him go. It's good to have him back again. And I'll just say that. I wish he was part of a more expensive team, but those are just my selfish things. I just noticed that their estimated payroll is 76 in an open marketplace, and the Penguins in a restricted marketplace are spending $7 million more on their payroll this year than what the Pirates are in a free market. But I wish that they could spend more to have a better team with Andrew on it. But I'm glad to see him back because that was part of, remember the chance of MVP? And sure enough, he won it 10 years ago and was a part of a team that went to a fifth game against St. Louis. Unfortunately, Wainwright was the pitcher, so that wasn't very good. I was in St. Louis the night of Game 5. I was up the street. We had the Blackhawks and the St. Louis Blues that night on NBC, but I had to walk through all of those celebrating Cardinal fans, and they were very nice. None of them recognized me and said anything about the Pirates.
Well, I'll tell you, McCutchen is always going to be remembered here for turning around a dead franchise. You remember Sid Thrift's great line in the late 80s before Leland, when Leland came in and turned it around. It ain't easy resurrecting the dead. And they hadn't missed the playoffs for 20 years in a row. McCutchen was the number one guy to turn that around.
Yeah, Jim Leland and McCutchen were both wonderful people and were definite personalities in a far different way. But they were definite personalities, and people in Pittsburgh like that. I mean, they like anyone that is someone they can rally around. And, you know, we've had those through the years in and around Pittsburgh, and they're different. I mean, Terry Bradshaw's different than Mario. Sid is different than Andrew. And Jim Leland is a lot different than Chuck Knoll was. I mean, Pittsburgh has been blessed with some wonderful personalities of a different kind. But they've all been leaders of a different kind, and they've all made a difference in the landscape there.
Well, I just hope McCutchen can still play. The fans here clearly are excited, Doc. It just looks like they're throwing a bone to – you like dogs. They're throwing a bone to a starving dog here, just looking for anything good, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand that, and the fans probably saw that too. But if he can bring back any vestige of what was there in the past, it'll excite people and give them something while they're hoping that these prospects come about, and we just have to have hope with that. I sure hope, and boy, H-O-P-E, that's one of those words that I have used sitting next to you on opening day a number of years. Remember that opening day when Andrew's mother sang the anthem?
I
you
do.
And I are sitting there.
I do.
Andrew's mother sang the anthem, and then I had to leave early because the last flight for Detroit was, I think, around 4:45. So I had to leave. Now, I get out to Friday's at the airport, and I'm sitting there. And later, I told Neil this story. So it goes into extra innings, and I'm sitting there at Friday's watching the game on television. And Neil leads off, I don't know, the 10th or 11th inning, and he hits the home run. And this is like a scene out of Major League, because we have all sorts of people sitting there watching the game on opening day. We don't have someone with a multi-hued Mohawk haircut, but we've got almost every other group that is there, every other social group that's there, and they're all high-fiving one another because Neil hit the home run on opening day. And it was one of those lifetime memories for me surrounding the Pirates.
All right, let's talk a little Penguins. There's a little bit of concern around town here. Because they're at the All-Star break. First of all, they're not going to play for 10 days. They're not going to play again until next Tuesday. They're eight.
Well, maybe Jerry will get a little help.
That would certainly help. They're in eighth place, Doc. They have the last wild card spot. But Buffalo breathing down their neck. The Islanders just made a big trade with Vancouver for Horvat. Do the Penguins still look legit to you? Bringing everybody back, you know, for what, the 17th season with Sid Malkin and Letang, do they still look legit to you?
Yeah, and you know, you consider, too, that I was talking money earlier. It's like $83, $84 million is where they are. They're right in the high 83s, which is where the cap is. But they only spent about $20 million to do it, so they got some dedicated three people there. To not ask for the world to be back, but you have that kind of experience, and I know Letang's had some injury things, but he's back to his feisty self, and he's doing the usual things. But Buffalo is certainly a threat because they've turned it on after an eight-game losing streak, and they could pass Pittsburgh tonight because they're home and they're playing Carolina, and Carolina's somebody that can slow everybody down, but Buffalo is only two goals behind Edmonton and Boston for the overall league lead in goals scored. That's how dangerous Buffalo is offensively. Defensively, their save percentage isn't even .900. So that's a vulnerability that the Sabres have. But Pittsburgh has got a lot of company. But in games played, they've got four in hand on Washington, which won again last night. And so they're in a cluster, and it's not going to be simple for them down the stretch. They're just going to have to continue to get the points that they've been getting lately. What is it, 8 points points in eight of the last 11 games?
They've got some loser points. Yeah,
back, that'll mean something.
No, Jari is a key to them, Doc, too. You know, you hate to say a guy is injury prone, but he's had a lot of injuries, and they can't win without him. You know, I just don't think that Casey DeSmith is good enough to carry them.
And the trade deadline is not until March the 3rd.
And they don't have any money. As you said, they're up against the cap. That's a problem for them, for Hextall.
Well, it might be bodies.
Trade money for money, I guess, right? I mean,
well, it might be bodies for bodies.
I don't know.
You never know. That's one of the things that they have to weigh. They still have time to do that because we're only on February 1. But there was one thing perhaps you noticed, because you've watched a lot more of these games than I have. I see them occasionally on television, and I watch a lot of them on the radio, too. Two Niners always been one of the guys that I'm amused at, and I laugh out loud at. But anyway, so here's the Washington game a week ago, and Ovechkin comes out in the early shifts and drills a couple of guys. Not odd. He's 240 pounds. He does that a lot. But then Nick Jensen, who's the average size in the NHL at 6'1", 205, he hammers Sid. Now, I've got the game on the radio, and Phil says, someone needs to do something. I'll admit I'm a dinosaur, and maybe Phil will say he is too, but there's a different kind of intimidation now in the sport than there was in the days at the Igloo with Battleship Kelly and Jay Caulfield and guys like that. But even six seasons ago, when Tom Wilson put Zach Aston-Reese out, the next fall, Tom Sestito, 6'5", 220, made an appearance, and it was understood what was going to happen, and Tom did just fine on Wilson. The new era frowns on that, but somehow you have to not let valuable players get run, even in 2023. The solution was a lot simpler back in 1975, but we've had the instigator rule in ever since 1996. And what usually happens is one guy gets 17 minutes and the other guy gets anywhere from 0 to 5 to 7. And that punishment gets meted out, sometimes not too effectively because the linesmen get in rather quickly. There isn't any rule, Ron, that's perfect, but we had a game on NBC. It's one of those Thanksgiving afternoon games on Friday afternoon, and it was the New York Rangers at the Boston Bruins. Rangers are up 2-1 in the second period, and Matt Bolesky of the Bruins drills Derek Stepan of the Rangers into the boards and breaks one of his ribs, and he's down, and there's no penalty. And Dylan McIlrath of the Rangers sees this, and he goes after Bolesky, and they fight. McIlrath gets 17, Bolesky gets 5, the Bruins get the power play, and they tie the game. And they go on to win it 4-3. And some argued that was the turning point in the game. But no rule is perfect. And so all I'm saying is that even though our game has changed markedly, every once in a while, as Phil pointed out, your captain should not be run. That's all.
Doc, you meant we're talking to the great Doc Emmerich here on the Cooking.
Alias a dinosaur.
I would hardly describe you as a dinosaur. We're talking to the great Doc Emmerich here on the Cook and Joe Show. You mentioned Ovechkin. You know, that Penguins game the other night, they had a man spying him on the power play. You know where he's going to be, and he still scores that one-timer on the power play. How does he do it? He's got 32 goals this year, 812 for his career. Do you think he can get, what's Gretzky, 894, I believe. Do you feel like he can get Gretzky?
Oh, yeah. And Gretzky pointed this out at the All-Star game in St. Louis a few years ago, and I never forgot what Wayne said. He said there's a reason that he's going to pass it, and here it is. Number one, he's always on a good team. Washington may be number one in their division, or they may be just making the playoffs, as it may be this year. But they're always a decent team. Number two, he's got a natural gift. He was born with the ability to score, born with athletic ability. Number three, he doesn't get hurt. He gets suspended once in a while, but he doesn't get hurt. For that reason, he's going to Wheeler. I mean, he's going to get 50 again, and that will set the NHL record for having the most 50-goal seasons. Currently, he's tied with Mike Bossy and Wayne Gretzky. It's amazing what the guy can do. And the goalies can't stop. I remember talking with Brian Boucher when we were working together at NBC about him setting up on the left circle with the right-hand shot. He said, you know he's coming, but you got to play the pass across. You got to move a little bit. Otherwise, the Oshie on the other side or somebody on the other side is going to bury one on you and make you look sick. So then you move across, and you know that if he puts it past you, at least it's in the net and it's not going to hurt you. But if it hits you, it's going to sting. But just as well that you get it or at least get a piece of it. And that's what he's blessed with. He's 240 pounds, 6'3", and he's got lots of strength and he can bring it. And there's not much you can do.
Doc, before I let you go, I got to ask you about one other guy, Connor McDavid. What he's doing is just remarkable to me. 41 goals, most in the league, 51 assists, second most in the league. So he's got 92 points in 50 games, the most points by 16. His own teammate, Leon Draisaitl, has 76. What are we watching here? I mean, this guy is going to go down. To me, I've talked to people like Eddie Johnston and Craig Patrick who say they've never seen, ever seen anyone skate like he does. What do you see when you see Connor McDavid?
Yeah, there's another goal-scoring natural and an ability that you're just blessed with at birth practically and developed very well as a very young man. He's 26, and you know, in 7 years, he's got 100 points in six of the seven seasons. One of the other ones, he was hurt and missed about half the year. So this will be another year that he'll get 100 points and scoring titles and all kinds of honors. But what he can do with his speed, and then what he can do with his hands and his stick handling and just miraculous highlight reel goals because of how he can embarrass goaltenders and defensemen. It's the things that you try and practice seemingly that he does in games. And it's remarkable, and it puts you in awe when you sit at home and watch it, let alone when you try to play against him. Think about being a teammate of his, how good it would make you feel. Just need to be reinforcements on that team to make Edmonton a stronger. That's all. Right now they're a wild card team.
How important is it to a player's legacy to win, Doc? I mean, he's going to have unbelievable stats, but he's never really won anything. Do you think he stays in Edmonton for the long term? And I'm really interested in, if you remember the day Gretzky was traded to the Kings, what that was like in the NHL world.
Well, what it was like in the NHL world would probably be different than if Connor goes somewhere else, because Gretzky had already won championships before. And Connor, if he leaves Edmonton, may not have won a championship before, but undoubtedly he will go somewhere else where he will, because he'll have the right of picking that as he gets in another year or so. I'm not sure exactly when that contract is up. I didn't look ahead to determine that, but he'll have the option of going anywhere, and he'll go somewhere where he can win. I don't sense that the Oilers are one of those teams that is going to be strong enough in goal and strong enough defensively to win this year, but I've been fooled before. But he's a wonderful player to watch. And another is David Pastrnak, who is really right behind him in goals. And that's pretty phenomenal when you have somebody of McDavid's talent that is up there and is leading the league in goals. But here is Pastrnak right behind him, only trailing with 38.
How important is it to legacy to win? I mean, that's one of the things we love about Sid here. The three cups, the two Olympic gold medals, including, I imagine you were on the call in Vancouver, right? The golden goal for Canada. I mean, that's what Sid is known for, winning. And I'm just wondering how important that is to a guy's legacy.
Well, in terms of getting into the Hockey Hall of Fame, it doesn't mean anything because, you know, Jean Rattel, there are a lot of guys, Rod Gilbert, that never won Stanley Cups that made it to the Hall of Fame. But in terms of the legacy of the everyday fan, perhaps Stanley Cups help. But I can't really speak to that because I'm one of those guys that studies all kinds of things like that, and it doesn't register with me whether they won a Stanley Cup or not. It's just how they played and what kind of a contributor team-wise they were.
Doc, I've loved every second of this, but I got to ask you one thing before you go. What are you doing on Friday, April 7th?
Probably watching on TV, even though my heart will be in a chair next to you.
You mean you're not coming in for the opener this year?
No.
You missed it last year, and everybody was disappointed, most of all me.
Yes, I know. It looks that way now. My attendance record has suffered over the years. It's one of those memories that I always treasure, and maybe one of these years I'll get back. But it doesn't seem that this year will be one of those, Ron. But if that changes between now and the 7th of April, I will let you know.
You better.
I will wind up watching a lot of games, including the road opener, as it were. And I sure hope they can get off to a good start. We always have hope. There's that four-letter word again.
I'll keep that seat warm for you and keep it empty just in case you show up, okay?
Okay.
Doc, I appreciate it, man. Stay well. My best to your bride, and good luck with the dog and the horses and all that. Look forward to talking to you again real soon.
God bless you, young man.
Thank you. Thank you, Doc. Not many people have called me young man, that's for sure. Thank you. How fun was that, huh?
He's the best, man.
How fun is it hearing that voice?
And even in conversation, like I noticed as the interview went on, he still wraps up his thoughts in like a storytelling way as if it were scripted. But I know it's not scripted.
No, it's not scripted. It's not scripted at all.
Incredible.
Yeah, I am so excited. I sent out a note to him last week asking if he could come on today, and he said, you know, a little busy with NBC. Can we do it a little later in the month? And then he reached out to me Sunday and said, how about 10 o'clock hour? You got anything? So he came back to me to come on.
How about that?
I'm touched by him. We had a tradition, and I'm disappointed. He didn't get in last year for the opener. We always sit. He requests his seat next to me. We sit in the third row of the press box, and he sits next to me. And he didn't make it last year. Now he says he doesn't think he can make it this year. One of my treasures, and I'm not a guy that gets my picture taken with people. I think the only one I've ever asked to have my picture taken with was Muhammad Ali. He was in town for a Parkinson thing. Parkinson's disease is what took down my dad. And I had my picture taken with Ali. We're at the press box the last time he was here. He goes, Ron, do you mind if I take a selfie? He asked for a selfie with me.
With the great Ron Cook.
With me. Is that a cool story,
man,
or what?
That is awesome.
And he sent it out. And I'm just touched to talk with him. All right. I kept him on a little too long. We'll make up the time. We got a lot of ground to cover. Jay Coffield will be along talking hockey as well at 1:40.
Don't worry about the time, Ron. Joe would have already, I mean, he would have blown out the first two segments.
Anytime you get the voice, literally the voice of the NHL, you got to ride with them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.